Hello.
Hello, my name is Frank from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a confidential and secure poll about Aurora Public Schools and possible issues on this year's ballot. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. Do you have a couple of minutes so we can go ahead and take this
later
survey?
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. So thank you for taking our confidential and secure poll about Aurora Public Schools and possible issues. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. This November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Very.
Perfect, thank you. First of all, considering general conditions like the economy and quality of life, do you feel things in the Aurora area are heading more in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Right.
Thank you. What is your opinion of how people living in the neighboring areas of Denver and Cherry Creek view Aurora generally?
I don't know anything about Cherry Creek.
Okay. Thank you. In general, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the Aurora Public School District where you live? Excellent?
Good?
Not so good? Okay.
Good.
Thank you. How familiar are you with the area's neighborhoods and schools within the Aurora Public School District, including its size and geographic territory? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar?
Pretty.
Thank you. I think
I'm pretty familiar.
Okay, thank you. Have you heard or read anything about Blueprint APS?
About who?
Blueprint APS.
No.
Okay, thank you. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high? Somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low, given the quality and level of service provided?
Too high.
Thank you. Have you heard about, read about, or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes?
I think it went up. I think it, yes. Yes.
Thank you. While nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? Can afford and absorb this increase without any problems? Can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks on other spending? Cannot afford this increase, it hurts household finances badly? Does not apply our renter. Those are like the options. So which one is more identified? Okay.
Let me ask you a question though, and I know you can't answer this, but why do they put no renter in there? Because we pay property tax too. The owners always add it on to the price the rent.
I'm sorry, can you repeat your question?
Okay, on that one, it says not including renters or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Renters pay property tax too.
Okay.
Because every time property tax go up, the rent goes up. So the owners can pay it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Well, actually, we are not allowed, or we don't have too much information about how are these answers are going to be used, but it's going to be for like something good, right?
Okay.
But thank you very much also for your answering your concern. Okay, as you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's proposition HH ballot issued last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have on your household finances? A big positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much impact at all?
A small impact.
Thank you. In the following ballot issue is up for a vote in the upcoming November 2024 election, will you vote yes or no on a $1 billion bond for Aurora public schools with no increase in property taxes to pay for, repairing and renovating all the schools to provide all our students with high quality educational facilities?
I'm going to vote no on that.
Okay, thank you.
Because the last raise, they've done nothing but build and repair and nothing for education.
Okay, thank you. Also, Aurora Public Schools may ask voters to approve a $30 million meal levy override ballot issue that, without increasing property taxes. Would fund ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings ensure access to upgraded technology and free up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff? Will you vote yes or no on this?
No.
Thank you. Following up, do you agree or disagree with this statement, those against this Aurora Public Schools bond and meal levy ballots might take? Since the property taxes are so high already and going up continually, it is better for taxpayers to vote against any new APS bonds and meal levy increases in order to lower property taxes instead, especially since this big district that has enough money already will spend this extra money on projects far from my neighborhood.
I'm against that. Because
okay.
The extra money won't be spent on the neighborhood.
Okay, thank you. Lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the APS bond and meal levy ballot issues might take. Rate each as a very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason to vote yes on these 2024 ballot issues. This large bond package will help Aurora Public Schools, the best school district in the state. Very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, weak reason.
I don't know. What was the first one?
Very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, weak reason.
Somewhat strong.
Okay, thank you. Providing more spaces for mental health professionals to work with students will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressures and be safe. More productive learners. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason.
The last one.
Okay, thank you. This investment in Aurora Public Schools will keep the community public schools strong and help increase property and home resale values.
I don't believe that.
Okay. Many APS buildings that are 30, 40, or even 50 years old have maintenance needs that have been put up for years. Just like any home or property this old, the buildings need to be renovated, repaired, and refreshed so these schools last and students have good learning environments. Very strong, somewhat strong, quick reason.
That that is what should be done, but I don't think it will be done, so I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Bond funding would allow the district to build more space to expand preschool programming to prepare its youngest learners for success in kindergarten and throughout their K-12 education.
No opinion, I guess, because I don't know. I can't read the future.
Okay, so would you be, this would be like a very strong reason, somewhat strong or weak reason? Or also, if you don't know, that is good.
Yeah, so. I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. This large bond and teacher pay meal levy come with no tax increase.
I don't know, hon.
Okay, thank you. The bond.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. The bond will fund a skill training program called PTEC, a partnership with a community college, APS, and local employers that includes specialized technology training for today's skilled jobs, internships, mentoring, and apprenticeships, so students graduate ready to fill available jobs. Very strong, somewhat strong, weak reason, or don't know.
I don't know because I don't think it will happen.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds good, but no.
Okay, thank you.
I don't trust the people who run the government.
Continual security. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, hon.
Oh, okay. Continual security upgrades, including updated cameras, more secure entry vestibules, and locking mechanism on classroom doors are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure.
No, I don't want that.
Okay. Providing students and staff with updated technology devices and ensuring that schools have the latest state-of-the-art technologies to keep students engaged and excited about learning. Very strong, somewhat strong, weak, a reason, or I don't know.
I can't answer any of that.
Okay, no worries. Thank you.
I think kids are
getting
off track of what learning means. I mean, I think the teachers are getting off track.
Okay. Thank you. Doing school renovations and replacements, making buildings more energy efficient, saves taxpayers millions of dollars in lower utility bills and reduces the district's carbon emissions footprint. Very strong reason, somewhat strong, weak reason, or don't know.
Don't know because I don't know what kind they're going to want to do. Do they want to put up solar panels, or do they want to do? What do they want to do? So I'm not answering that.
Okay. So let's see. Okay. The next statement. The best way to build a stronger, safer future for the Aurora community is to invest more in educating our kids, giving them skills needed to succeed in today's job market, and keeping our schools in good shape.
Oh, I'm so old-fashioned. If they teach the children right, then everything will be okay in the future. So, I don't know.
Okay, thank you. With both Denver and Cherry Creek funding improvements in their schools. Aurora needs to stay competitive by improving and modernizing its schools.
I don't think they should be competitive. I think they should do the best job at teaching. Period.
Okay.
Well, I don't know how to answer because okay. I don't believe in competitiveness.
Okay.
Not when you're
Thank
teaching
you.
Children.
Let's see. A $1 billion bond to build state-of-the-art facilities for all Aurora students to ensure older buildings are repaired and maintained and to provide innovative workforce training and no additional property tax increase. Vote yes, vote no, or don't
no.
know.
No.
Okay. $30 million levy. Override to pay for ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensuring access to upgraded technology, and freeing up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff at no additional property tax increase.
I don't know. I'm going to vote no on almost everything there.
Okay. Thank you.
When I get the ballot, it's going to be no, almost all of those.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or any other Latino ancestry?
No, I'm just Caucasian.
Okay, thank you.
English, Irish, and Wales.
Mm-hmm. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I rent.
Thank you. And in which county do you live in?
Adams.
Thank you. Do you have any children currently in the Aurora Public School District?
Arapahoe? I don't know. It is, what about Cherry Creek?
No, I'm sorry. I'm just, do you have any children in the Aurora Public School District?
I have great grandkids in it.
Okay.
I have three.
Okay, thank you. So this concludes our survey. I really appreciate your time, uh-huh. And thank you for your opinion.
Thank you, hon. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Take care.